Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. We've got time for you if you want to join us. 603-283-6160 with you tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. 603-283-6160. You know, New South Wales and Sydney have been on a lockdown now for months. And it's being extended and being made more severe in some places in New South Wales. We'll explain to you what's going on. We've got that detail for you. Plus, they cracked down on a church service in, I believe, New South Wales as well. Yep, it was New South Wales.
I have a really random question that I don't know the answer to. So it's winter in Australia right now.
That's right. Yeah.
Are they using the same calendar? So do they have winter? I mean, is it June there?
It's August there.
Whatever month it is,
yeah.
It's been a weird year, guys.
It's just their winter, literally their Christmas or whatever. I mean,
so they celebrate Christmas during summertime.
Yes, okay. And I would
during
grow
our
up,
summer.
I would grow up like never knowing. No, they celebrate Christmas. Yeah, the same day, December 25th. I
right,
don't know
it's warm saying. When they celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, okay. It's just hot. I would grow up never knowing this without YouTube, because I used to watch an Australian girl on YouTube called Community Channel, who's really funny, and they would always joke about it being hot during Christmas, and I was like, why? Is it, what? I would seriously have never learned that without that channel.
Yeah, so their springtime is our fall.
Right. Yeah.
So we go on here. Your calls and thoughts. Well, it's down under. So we'll tell you how things are actually getting worse in one of the most locked down places on the planet, where they're literally putting warrants out for people's arrest who are walking outside of their house without government permission, busting up teenagers who are hanging out without permission. Well, you're just never going to get permission. You can't ask permission to do these things. You're just not allowed to do anything. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. Vernon is on the line in New Orleans. Go ahead.
So Mississippi today issued an order, a health order or whatever you want to call it, that says basically if you have COVID symptoms and you do not isolate, you are subject to a misdemeanor.
Is this in addition to the one they released yesterday?
It may have been yesterday. Did you all? I don't know if you all talked about it or not, but anyways, you can get a felony if you have a life-threatening disease and you spread it to other people.
Yeah, up to five years in prison.
Oh, my God.
We did talk about it yesterday, and rarely have I been happier to be out of the state of Mississippi. But, yes, their health officer, whoever it was, issued some sort of order saying that if you tested positive for COVID-19, you had to quarantine for 10 days. Normally, violating these orders carries a $1,000 fine and up to a year in prison, but because this is a, quote, life-threatening disease, the fines could be as high as $5,000 and the penalty as high as 5 years in prison.
Now, hold on. I missed the detail. Is this a governor's order or is this a law?
It's a state health officer's order, like the CDC equivalent in the state of Mississippi, sort of.
They can just make something criminal?
Apparently so. Disobeying one of their orders is criminal.
Vernon?
Yeah, and I know you all were talking about how bad it is in Australia, but compared to Australia, you know, that I think that's the icing on the cake right now. But.
Oh, yeah. I think that coming this winter, some of the United States is going to make Sydney look like it's free.
California,
I mean, I hope I'm wrong.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. They're already rolling out, you mentioned California, they're already rolling out vaccine mandates.
Yeah, they're one of the more heavily vaccinated places, and they still have a mask mandate.
That's right.
I mean, last year, I think it was Philadelphia had businesses boarded up.
New Orleans, I believe, has a vaccine mandate now, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, they do, and you have to, and they're making the restaurants be the enforcers of this. And
of course
it's going to hurt business. So, and then right next door, you go literally 3 miles away and in the next parish, which is like a county, you don't have any of that. And it's just a completely different world. So this one parish next door to Orleans is getting rich and rich and rich while Orleans continues to suffer. So it's crazy.
Thanks, Vernon, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. A number of changes, according to Nine News over in Australia, to coronavirus restrictions have now come into force in New South Wales and Greater Sydney as daily COVID-19 cases remain high. Cases remain high. Not deaths. The new rules announced by Premier Gladys, Berejiklian on Friday kicked in from 12:01 on Monday morning. So they're in effect right now. Here's a rundown, according to News 9, of what is happening. Greater Sydney's lockdown will now be in place until the end of September at least. So lockdown extended for another month. They did say, however, Shell Harbour and the Central Coast would be removed from the Greater Sydney definition to become rural areas. The lockdown in the rural areas of New South Wales is due to end August 28th, but that could be extended depending on case numbers.
It will be extended.
Almost guaranteed. So if there's any good news in here, it is that it might end for the rural areas on the 28th, but we'll see. Everyone across New South Wales must now wear a mask outside of their homes except when exercising. The rule.
So if you step out into your backyard, you have to wear a mask.
That's correct. For those exercising, a mask must be carried at all times. So if you are exercising and the police come up to you and you don't have a mask in your pocket or something, you will be in violation.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Walking is exercising.
That's correct.
So if you're just walking, you don't have to wear a mask.
As long as you claim that it's exercising and they believe you.
Well, it is literally exercising. They don't have to believe me. It's exercise. People walk for exercise
every
day. Tell
it to the judge, lady. A curfew has been introduced across 12 local government areas in Greater Sydney where coronavirus cases are at their highest. So they named the various different areas. People are not allowed to leave their homes in those areas between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m.
Yes, because COVID, it attacks worse at night.
Exercise is limited. People living in hotspot areas, those spread across Sydney's southwest and western suburbs, are limited to exercising outdoors for just 1 hour per day. That's a 23-hour-a-day lockdown. That is what I had in jail.
That is a prison lockdown, is what that is. It is. There is no doubt. The New South Wales government has just put New South Wales under prison lockdown.
I mean, if I'm going to be on 23-hour-a-day lockdown, I want my meals brought to me. At least somebody did my cooking for me, and they brought me the meals. 23-hour-a-day lockdown. Here, you've got to cook your own meals, but you're not really even allowed to go out and get food, except I think they will still let you go to the grocery store, but God knows what sort of regulations they have on that.
And how will they know that if they see a person out exercising, how will they know how long they've been out? You know that they're going up and harassing everyone they see out.
They're going to talk to you.
How long have you been out? And they discover more infractions.
There's a section on the police coming
up. Australia
takes
a lot of its cues from England or the United Kingdom as well, and they love their security cameras there. Mm. So I imagine New South Wales is covered in police accessible security cameras.
Well, we know they're covered in cops. There was a statement from the police chief or something last week that we played on the air where he was saying thousands of police would be in the streets setting up checkpoints.
And military, didn't he say?
Oh, the military's already been there. Yeah, they're there too. So, let's see. So, again, limited to outside exercise for just 1 hour per day. A number of additional retailers.
Yard time is what that's called.
Oh, and here's what the Ms. Berejiklian, who announced this, said. This move was made as a small group of people were using exercise the wrong way in a bid to leave their home.
So lock down the entire state?
Hotspot areas will have the 1 hour exercise restriction, which is at least like a dozen areas. A number of additional retailers have moved to click and collect only. So that's like their curbside, I think. That's what they're calling that. They include garden centers, plant nurseries, office supplies, hardware and building supplies, landscaping, material supplies, rural supplies, and pet stores. Tradespeople are allowed to shop in-store where relevant. These rules will apply for residents and businesses in the LGAs of concern. LGAs are the local government areas, the dozen areas where it's supposed hotspots.
And you know what's one thing that I realized about the 1 hour of exercise a day? You can't go wherever you want. Exercise. Like, you can't go out into a mountain that's, over in half an hour away.
Yeah, they're not mentioning it here, but in another post previously, or, you know, weeks prior, they'd mentioned that you can't go a certain distance beyond, if it was like 2 or 5 kilometers or something like that, you cannot go beyond your home.
That's jail. That's horrible.
Yeah, if you're caught outside of that area and you say you're exercising, they're going to be like, no, you're under arrest. There's more, though, including a section about new special powers being given to the police.
Oh, good.
Yes, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We're talking about the new restrictions, even more of them, being piled on the poor people in New South Wales, Australia. More coming down. They're just cramming them down your throat, seeing how far they can push it.
I mean, they can't push it much further than prison. And here's your 1 hour of yard time.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. They've got the prison guards in the streets. You get 23 hours a day lockdown, 1 hour out for exercise maximum.
New South Wales is officially a prison.
Well, now, originally Australia was a prison colony, wasn't it?
Well, it's officially a prison again.
So, you know, we're laughing now, but it's summertime here, and there's likely going to be a crackdown coming to different parts of the United States. We'll see if any states actually resist this winter, as they really, most of them didn't, with the exception of maybe South Dakota during 2020. So we'll see how it plays out this time around, but I'm not particularly optimistic. Tonight, it's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. But then coming up, New South Wales police are now being given special powers.
These special powers are never going to go away.
That's probably true. We're going to continue here, though, with your calls and thoughts. We got Stan up first. He's in Tennessee listening to WGOW in Chattanooga.
Good evening. I know the answer, but I think it's an interesting point. With all these restrictions, who's going to enforce them if they're all locked down like everybody else? Ha, ha, ha.
Well, obviously, there's exemptions for the police.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But at some point, should that not incite an unhappiness amongst the people, as is going on in Afghanistan, and might not that create an issue for them overall?
Well, there's definitely been some unhappy people in the city to the south of New South Wales. So in Victoria Province, or state, or whatever they call them there, Melbourne has had massive protests with thousands, if not 100,000 plus people in the streets there. I mean, it looked like a lot of people from what I saw on the videos over the weekend. So is anything happening like that in New South Wales? I haven't heard about it, but we're kind of far away, and the news media doesn't tend to report on these sorts of things when they happen, so I don't know.
I'm sure that there are enough people in the country that can overrun the so-called enforcers and get their freedom back if it gets bad enough.
That's what it's going to take. It's going to take people standing up and refusing to obey. Now, I don't believe in violence personally. I don't think that gets you to where you want to be. I think that it causes problems. It, you know, essentially you're using the tools of the oppressor, and you better be careful.
Violence doesn't end violence. It only extends it.
It gets more of it, absolutely. But that it seems like people believe they either have to do nothing or go all the way to the mat with total violence or whatever. And there's a middle road, and the middle road is mass non-cooperation, peaceful non-cooperation, and civil disobedience. And they can't do anything about that.
It's a massive job to control that many people with so few in hand, with the exceptions, no matter what.
Yeah, that's true. And if you have enough people, you can, as you said, you can overrun a police checkpoint. You can do it peacefully. You know, you don't have to use violence against these people, especially if you have the numbers. If you have the numbers, you're basically unstoppable.
They did it in Oregon just recently, this past year.
Oregon?
What did they do in Oregon?
Well, they took over the police department, and they ran their own little...
Yeah. Okay. That's right. I remember that. Hey, Stan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Man, we forgot about that Chaz as a whole thing that happened, man.
Yeah, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone is what they called that. Let's go to Isaiah. He's listening on YouTube, where we're back temporarily, likely. But go ahead, Isaiah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to tell you a quick story. So I was in a store, and I was buying something, and then one of the store managers came up to me and said, "Are you vaccinated?" And I said, "Yes." Obviously, I lied. And he said, "Prove it. Do you have your vaccination ID?" And I said, "I don't have to show you anything." So he got the bright idea. He was very racist, called me racist things, called the cops, and I went to jail for about 3 days.
Hold on. Slow down for one moment. You're calling from California, but where was this? What's in which city, which political designation was this store?
Rancho.
Rancho? Where is that?
Rancho. That is in, where is that? Hold on, let me think.
It's in California, right? It's like Rancho del something.
There's more than one Rancho.
Yeah. Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Okay. Is there a mandate there? Because I know that in Los Angeles County and in San Francisco there is, but what's the rule there?
They were kind of doing it. They were kind of starting it in Rancho.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why he came up to me and asked me. But he went up and beyond with racist. And then I went to jail for 3 days because of it.
Wow. What were the charges?
The charges for harassment and refusing to show ID card.
Did you show ID to the officer?
No, I wasn't vaccinated, but the sign.
But that's not an ID card.
Like a vaccination ID or just my regular ID?
Well, what's the charge about? Is it about showing your regular ID or showing a vaccination thing?
My vaccination card.
Wow.
But that's not an ID. They can't hit you with failure to show ID. I mean, it doesn't even have your picture on it. The COVID-19 vaccination card is not an ID.
Right? Yeah, that's what I was saying, but they said that's a form of ID.
Why did they let you out? Did you get bail? Are you still facing these charges?
I got bail about, 2 days after I was in.
What was it like in there?
It was rough. It was rough. They had mask mandating there. They would not let you outside. They kept everyone in, let me think. They kept it separate. So, there was a cell, my cell empty, another cell, and then, they kind of separated us.
Wow. So you didn't
isolation.
Have a, you didn't have a cellmate at all in those 3 days.
Which is illegal under the Geneva Conventions to isolate people like that.
Well, this ain't a war. So Geneva Conventions I don't think apply. And that's pretty
standard.
That's
thanks to George W. Bush, though.
Isaiah, so you are continuing to face these charges. Are these misdemeanors? Do you know what level kind of these charges are?
They were dropped. They were dropped completely when I came out. They gave me a warning,
basically,
not to do it again.
Oh, then that's not bail. You don't have bail. You're out. So basically, they're doing a catch and release. Is what they're doing. They're saying, oh, okay, we're going to just go ahead and charge you. Okay, now we're not charging you anymore. We're going to drop the charges, so therefore you can't defend yourself. You can't actually overturn these convictions. You can't, take this up to a Supreme Court or anything like that because there's no more case. You just spent 3 days in jail. There's no ramifications for them for doing that. Thank you, Isaiah, and I appreciate the story tonight because I know that's a tough situation to go through, so thanks for the call. But, yeah, they're just, catching people, punishing them for a short period of time, trying to teach them a lesson and then letting them out. This seems highly illegal, but they're going to get away with it.
Is catch and release legal like that?
It's not going to be questioned by anybody. They're the police.
Yeah, good luck finding an attorney to, bring a case. I mean, how many of these
attorneys... They can't just arrest you for 3 days and then drop all charges.
Doesn't
admit us that they didn't have cause to arrest you.
During the beginning of 2020, they were arresting people who... I remember there was a lady who was out buying tampons who was arrested for the night and let out for violating the curfew in San Antonio.
Adamo Freeman in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is arrested for talking to the judge as he's walking into the courthouse. He was released several days later. Charges dropped. Nothing ever happened.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A White House official says that more than 10,000 people were evacuated from Kabul during a 12-hour period on Monday. The majority of the 10,960 people who were evacuated left on military flights. The pace of evacuations is picking up as military officials have reportedly given the White House a deadline to decide on whether to extend the deadline for American troops to leave the country. CNN reporting that military advisors are giving President Biden until Tuesday to make a decision about extending the deadline originally set for August 31st. And the remnants of Tropical Storm Henri are still dropping heavy rains on the northeast U.S., causing flood watches in parts of southeast New York and southern New England. The storm made landfall in Rhode Island on Sunday afternoon as a tropical storm, dropping several inches of rain across the area and causing flash flooding in several states. The storm is expected to move east and back out to sea late Monday night. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval Monday, with health officials hoping the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the shot. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Former Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Admiral Brett Garrard tells Fox News that he hopes the full approval will push more people to get the shot.
I think the American people will utilize the news. The poll said about 30% of those who have not been vaccinated would become vaccinated, feel very confident about that once the vaccine received full approval. That just happened. The vaccine is fully approved, and I'm very hopeful that this will push people over the edge to go get the vaccine, because it is our best protection, aside from natural immunity, against all the hospitalizations and deaths, particularly that Delta is causing across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the new lockdown restrictions coming into play as of this morning in New South Wales, Australia. We've been talking a lot about New South Wales, and that's because, well, they are one of the most locked down, one of the most oppressed people on the planet right now. And don't think it can't happen here. Because it can.
It can. I mean, New South Wales turned all of the New South Wales government turned the entire state into, or at least large parts of the state, into a prison. Now they have a curfew, just like you have in prison.
Can you even really say it's an open-air prison? Like, they're trapped in their homes, except 1 hour a day. It's the same as a regular prison.
Yeah.
I always hear people say open-air prison.
Well, I mean,
given the option, I would rather spend a prison sentence in my house than in an actual prison.
But they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. Well, a lot of people in prison didn't do anything.
Yeah.
By the way, Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then Freedoms Phoenix has it. You can go to freedomswithanSphoenix.com and sign up for their daily dispatch. Stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state over at freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, I said there are, in addition to the restrictions, which include 23-hour-a-day lockdown, only 1 hour out for the high-intensity areas or whatever. They've got special areas in Sydney that have special attention with more lockdown restrictions. That's what we're talking about.
And you're only allowed out for exercise, right?
Correct.
You can't just be like, I want some fresh air.
Yeah, it has to be so-called exercise. And what they consider exercise, I don't know. You were believing that it could have been just walking, And maybe they're going to require it be not just walking. Maybe you have to be walking fast or something.
With dumbbells.
Yeah, who knows how arbitrary they're going to make this.
What about the people who have pets, who have dogs?
That's a good question.
What are you supposed to do with your dog if you're allowed 1 hour of yard time a day?
What about the people who part of their religious beliefs is being out in nature for multiple hours a day?
Yeah, sun worshippers.
Well, your religion does not matter to these people. There was a pastor who...
Only their religion.
Just the religion of the state. But there was actually another news from New South Wales is a pastor in a Sydney church has been busted for holding an illegal sermon. This also according to Nine News in a COVID-19 hotspot last night, who told his congregation, quote, the lockdowns are over. And then subsequently,
I love the audio of this, by the way.
Yeah, was arrested. I can probably pull that up. But I don't have it easy at hand. The story here just disappeared from my radar. There it is. New South Wales police found 60 people at the Christ Embassy Church in, get this name, Blacktown. And this is literally a black church in Blacktown in New South Wales at about 7:30 p.m. after a tip-off to Crime Stoppers. So somebody snitched.
Who's the jerk who did that? They're holding church services.
There's a ton of them. There's a ton of these people.
I know
people.
There are, but they're jerks, and I want them to be aware of that.
And they feel so good about it, too. They feel so good about themselves when they're
turning in their neighbors.
The they might even get a reward. Who knows?
They might be hiding people in their upstairs attic. The government should go send police to check that out.
Yep, and according to the story here, the government goons arrived and handed out $35,000 in fines to the 60 people that were attending this church service.
But Ian, how else are they supposed to pay for the vaccines that they're giving everyone?
The service was live streamed on social media, included multiple performances by singers and bands who are not wearing masks. 30 adults were fined $1,000, and the church itself was fined $5,000. There, it is called the Christ Embassy, a Christian megachurch founded by Chris Oyakhilom, known as Pastor Chris, headquartered in Nigeria, apparently.
Well, good for him for taking a stand.
Yeah, kudos. That's what it takes. But back to the police's new special powers. According to nine news.com.au, police will now be able to lock down entire apartment blocks while health authorities assess COVID-19 risk. A residential premise can be deemed a COVID risk premise with all people required to present to police during compliance checks.
Oh, good Lord. This just keeps getting worse.
Police.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means the police can go to your neighborhood and demand you come out of your house.
They're technically going to apartment blocks, but if they can do it to an apartment block, there's no reason they can't do it to an entire neighborhood. Police will be able to direct a person who has been issued with an infringement notice to return to their place of residence.
You got to stand up in the morning and when they pass by your cell.
That's what they do in jail. If a person from outside an LGA of concern is found to be in an LGA of concern without a reasonable excuse, they will be fined $1,000. So if you come into one of these highly restricted areas from an outside area, you'll be fined and required to isolate at home for 14 days, where, of course, again, the police can lock down an entire apartment block and assess you.
So look, rest of the world, we're watching New South Wales do this. It doesn't appear to be controlling the spread of COVID-19. We were just talking about the man who had COVID-19. So clearly he got it from somewhere. But other people in New South Wales are still getting it. This nonsense doesn't work at preventing the spread of COVID-19. Keep that in mind when it's wintertime in the United States.
Yeah, and it hasn't worked, and it's not working, and the numbers show it. Tom Woods, I believe, has done some of the comparisons looking at different states and how locked down they were versus how many cases and deaths they had. And there's just no way to tell by looking at the numbers. Oh, yeah, this state had a lockdown and this state didn't. You just can't tell.
Yeah, just looking at Florida and California, Florida came out way ahead on almost everything.
As far as good things?
Yes. I mean, they didn't lock down. They didn't have mask mandates, I don't think, at all at any point. And yet California, percentage-wise, had more COVID-19 cases.
Yep, and both,
and more deaths.
Both very high population case or states.
Yes, both heavily visited by tourists as well.
So there's your update on New South Wales. I think we have finally exhausted the New South Wales updates here tonight. And in other news, let's get into this story, Aria, about the New York judges now that are mandating vaccinations.
And it looks like at least one of them is going to be successful with this. So the defendant was charged with a number of minor crimes, including drug possession and shoplifting.
Where's the story from, by the way?
Drudge Report.
Okay.
He was prepared to plead guilty, and prosecutors agreed. But a Bronx judge approving the deal added his own unusual condition. The defendant had to get a COVID-19 vaccine. A week later, a Manhattan judge made the same order, this time of a woman seeking bail before a trial.
Wow.
Neither defendant appeared to object, but legal observers said the two judges' orders, made in different courts and for different reasons, raise important questions about the line between civic responsibility and civil liberties. A number of experts who reviewed the orders disagreed as to whether both were justified or whether one or both could represent an overstep, a debate that underscores the legal and ethical complications that have emerged around vaccination requirements. I would say they both obviously represent an overstep. How is it? A judge ordering you to inject something into your blood. In one case, Judge Zimmerman of the Bronx County Criminal Court explained that the defendant, William Gregory, had been accused of crimes, including drug possession, criminal trespass, shoplifting, and criminal contempt, that showed he placed his own interest above others. In getting the vaccine, the judge argued, Mr. Gregory would be doing the opposite, and so vaccination would represent a form of rehabilitation. Now, how does a person getting vaccinated do anything to help the rest of society? That's not how vaccines work.
Especially the person he stole from.
Also true.
It's not going to make restitution, that's for sure.
But it's certainly not going to help anyone. Me being vaccinated against the flu is not helping the community, it's helping me.
Well, at least somebody could almost argue that about the flu shot, but you can't argue it about this mRNA gene therapy stuff because you can still catch and still spread COVID if you have it.
Well, you can still get the flu if you have the flu vaccine. Your body just knows how to fight it off faster.
Well, the other vaccines than like chickenpox.
Yeah, and who knows what the long-term ramifications of this mRNA stuff is going to end up.
Yeah, we have no idea. And according to what we talked about earlier, the FDA approving it doesn't really mean anything.
So why are judges allowed to make people have moral lessons in life instead of just do their jobs?
Well, because most of them, as these two will not, apparently aren't challenging it. Now, what happens if you say no to these guys? We're coming up here.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Can bring up whatever you want here. And the number, 603-283-6160. If you want to jump you can in these remaining moments. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about more judges. This is becoming a disturbing trend now. You've got the one in Ohio we talked about earlier this year, sentencing people to, as part of their probation, they have to get the vaccine. And now you're saying one lady's been released on bail terms that require a vaccine, Aria?
Yes.
And then another person, what was the other? There was two cases, two different judges in New York. One was a bail
person. One is
person.
A woman seeking a trial or seeking bail. The other was someone who had a plea agreement with the prosecutors. And the judge said, no, I don't like this agreement. You need to also
add in a vaccine.
Yes,
and
it's horrible.
The judges are giving all kinds of explanations for why this is necessary because, this person was so bad and so all about himself. He needs to prove that he cares about the community by getting a vaccine.
Yes, which is silly.
Why? In America, do we have to go around proving we care about the community? I don't give a crap about the major community of Keene. Don't give a crap. I'm going to be honest. Am I going to go to jail for that? Do I need to be forced something?
Well, you're not facing any criminal charges right now, but someday they may require you to do so-called community service.
Well, if that's a requirement for just living your life as a human in society, that's what they're acting like.
Yeah. These are criminal charges. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. That's what that's how they're acting, and that's the excuses that they're going to use here.
We need more selfishness in the United States. We need genuine selfishness, not this sort of pandering selfishness where the hard foaming at the mouth person who wants two masks on everyone and everyone gets to be forced to get the jab. They're ultimately motivated by selfish reasons.
Absolutely. They'll never admit it, though.
But they deny it. We need people to be like, no, you know what? Screw you. I don't care about your grandmother. I care about me. We need more of that. Because that's how everyone ultimately is. They're just not honest
about it. They won't admit it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
The second order came from a federal judge in Manhattan.
Oh, no.
Jed Rakoff, who granted the release of a defendant, Eloisa Pimentel, who was charged with conspiracy to distribute fentanyl on the condition that she get vaccinated. Rakoff argued that it fell to him to determine whether a person seeking release represented a danger to their community. The unvaccinated, he wrote, did pose such a danger, given their, quote, enhanced risk of infecting other innocent people and even potentially causing their deaths. So, next, required flu vaccines, required pneumonia vaccines. This is a dangerous precedent,
and
people.
That's federal court.
Yes.
Why haven't judges required other vaccines before if they...
Because they didn't have the propaganda to support them.
Well, and maybe they didn't want to take that step because there's a chance they could be overturned and they wanted to wait for another judge to step out on the limb.
I know that those are probably the actual answers, but I'm just saying, like, there's no precedent for this. Like, they didn't do that before and they would have probably had the backings of people. Like, there was already people that...
You mean last year, if they'd done it last
year? Like, before COVID was a thing, before 2019.
But no one was afraid of, you know, getting something like they are now.
Well,
they
they were.
The fear.
When in 2018, February 2019, February 2019, there were these cases going viral, kind of, in Austin of people who were already vaccinated for measles, I think, mm-hmm. and, they were getting measles, so like a few kids or whatever got measles even though they were already vaccinated for it. And the mainstream narrative was, it's because of all the anti-vaxxers nowadays. We don't have herd immunity anymore. So I'm 100% positive that if a judge in Austin said to a person you have to get the measles vaccine, that people would have been like, yep.
Well, they probably would have gotten away with it, but they didn't have the hysteria. I mean, whatever was going on in Austin at the time was not what's happening today.
I know, I'm just saying.
It would have been a shadow, at best, of the insanity that is surrounding COVID. And because people are so afraid of COVID, these governments are getting away with insane stuff.
Terrified of something that has like a 0.01% chance of killing people.
Yeah, and now this judge is saying to somebody, you have to get a vaccine or you won't get bail. So imagine, what if they would do that? You know, what if that's a last-minute thing they throw in on nobody's bail? Our co-host, who's waiting in bail conditions sheet. Thankfully, I don't think this particular judge cares about that. He seems to be relatively level-headed, all things considered. So, I mean, but the federal judge in New York's a totally different story.
Yeah, and Stephen Gillers, who is an expert in legal ethics at the New York University School of Law, said that Judge Rakoff, that's the federal judge, was likely on firm footing as long as Ms. Pimentel was not reluctant to get vaccinated because of health issues or, quote, legitimate religious objections. So as long as she doesn't argue with it,
mm-hmm.
he's probably okay. But if she argues with it, it's not okay. So if she submits, it's fine. If she doesn't submit, all the more reason to stand up and fight, people.
Yep. Yep, that's absolutely true.
Those aside, I think that this requirement fits within the broader category of the judge's responsibility for the safety of individuals or the public generally.
So this is a legal expert weighing in, saying that.
A lawyer for Ms. Pimentel said that she had told Judge Rakoff that she did not object to being vaccinated. But Cheryl Bader, a professor at Fordham University School of Law, said that while she admired Judge Rakoff's creativity, there was a potential hole in the underlying logic. Yes, because that's what we want.
Creative
judges. Ms. Bader said it was the premise of the law that Judge Rakoff was tasked with evaluating a defendant's danger to the community, but not in a general sense, in connection with the criminal charges in question. And the danger of spreading the virus was not clearly connected to the distribution of fentanyl.
Yeah.
So at least one expert says, hey, yeah, no.
Shaky legal ground.
Yes. Judges have broad discretion in placing restrictions on people who are accused of crimes. Accused of crimes, by the way. It is not unusual for them to limit whom defendants talk to, where they go, even how frequently they use the internet.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. And judges do often order defendants to proactively engage in certain behaviors, such as receiving counseling or taking certain prescribed medications. But the power of judges isn't unlimited. Nadine Strossen, who is at a different law school, was the president of the ACLU, said that in order to fight a vaccination directive, a lawyer would have to demonstrate that a judge had abused his or her discretion. For example, the ACLU failed in 2003 to reverse the order of a Michigan judge who had compelled a woman to begin taking a form of birth control after she was accused of physically neglecting her children, which at least is related to birth control. She's neglecting her children. You have to take birth control.
No more babies for you.
Yeah, I don't agree that, you know, you should be messing with this lady's hormones, but it's at least related. The ACLU argued that the judge had infringed on her constitutional right to privacy.
Hmm.
The case reached the state's court of appeals, and the order was eventually rescinded.
Okay.
Ms. Strawson, noting that Judge Zimmerman had framed his order as a matter of Mr. Gregory's personal improvement, said that she did not see the logical connection between what Gregory had been accused of and his being vaccinated. That made it seem to me like an abuse of discretion, that the judge has this guy in his power, and he can impose whatever hobby horse is important to him.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. But Bruce Green, yet another attorney and a former federal prosecutor, said that he did not see Zimmerman's order as an incredible intrusion into someone's bodily integrity.
Wow, a prosecutor.
It was absolutely an incredible intrusion into someone's bodily integrity, said. It's actually doing the defendant a favor because it's keeping them safe.
Wow.
And it's doing the community a favor by making sure this person is less likely to transmit the virus, and there's no scientific data to back up that claim.
All of
the scientific data says a vaccinated person is just as likely
to
spread it.
It's a religious belief.
Yes, and they're forcing people, they're ordering people to get injected with this vaccine off of science that is not science.
You will eat the body of Christ.
I won't, or else. Though. And of course, if reopened, the coronavirus has spread in the last week alone.
But that's what this is, right? Like, it's a forced
communion.
It's a forced communion.
Yep.
You're forcing your religious, whatever you want to call it. There's a word that I'm missing.
Ritual?
Here. Yeah, it's a ritual. Thank you. Yes.
Only worse than taking communion, because eating wine and bread won't give you blood clots.
Yeah, for sure.
So. We're about out. Yeah. This article goes on for a while. But evidently, they mention a time a judge ordered a defendant accused of drunk driving to put a neon sign on his car saying that he was a convicted drunk driver.
Did that one get overturned?
It did. They said it was inappropriate because it was punitive rather than rehabilitative.
So. Out of time for tonight. You can join us tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can find us over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to follow our Odyssey channel. That's our uncensorable video channel over at video.freetalklive.com. And join us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.